And let's get reaction now to reports that Sony's RCA Records has ended its contract with R&B singer R. Kelly after decades of allegations of sexual abuse of women and minors, all of the allegations summed up in a devastating Lifetime documentary series, Surviving R. Kelly, in which the singer's alleged victims say he held some of them hostage. Others, like Lisa Van Allen, said she was too afraid to leave, believing he'd track her down. She described life in his home.
One of his friends came to the studio and he's speaking to everyone and just a normal reaction, you speak back. Rob would get upset and say, you're not supposed to speak to them. You don't speak to anybody. You just look straight forward. If they speak to you, you don't say anything.
R. Kelly has denied all the allegations, but the series has prompted the state of Georgia to open an investigation. Artists like Celine Dion and Chance the Rapper to pull their work with him. Chance tweeted, "The truth is, any of us who ever ignored the R. Kelly stories or ever believed he was being set up, attacked by the system, as black men often are, were doing so at the detriment of black women and girls. I apologize to all of his survivors for working with him and for taking this long to speak out." Well, campaigns like Mute R. Kelly have grown. Now his record label has reportedly dropped him. Oronike Odeleye is one of the founders of Mute R. Kelly. She joins us. And Oronike, your reaction to the RCA news?
Well, we were extremely pleased. We've been calling on them to do this for the past 2 years. And, you know, it took the documentary and kind of worldwide protest for them finally to listen and hope that this leads to them putting morality clauses into their contracts with these artists so we're not creating more R. Kellys in the future.
Devil's advocate for a second. What about letting the market punish R. Kelly in the way that it started to? I mean, Lady Gaga issued an apology to her fans on social media, pulled her 2010 collaboration with R. Kelly last spring. Spotify said that it would no longer promote his work based on its hate restrictions. What about letting the marketplace do this? Let people not buy his records?
Well, the problem with that line of thinking is that the market only works when people are fully informed and have full disclosure of all of the information. The mass public did not have full disclosure of this man's actions until this documentary came forward. But because he was such a moneymaker for the record company, they were insulating him from the masses.
What happens with the rest of the music industry? As you probably know, when Spotify announced it wouldn't promote his work, it's still carrying it. And there's a device on Spotify where you can mute an artist that you don't like, but it's still there. But just not promoting him prompted R. Kelly's lawyer, Joe Cascarelli, to tweet out a list of other musicians with egregious charges against them. Gene Simmons of Kiss, sexual battery. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, sexual assault among band members. Ozzy Osbourne, domestic abuse. I mean, the list goes on and on. Should all of that music disappear from our radar?
Well, Mute R. Kelly in particular was about amplifying the voices of the victims and trying to help them in their fight to get justice. So it's victim-led. And I would say that the victims of those artists have to decide how they want justice to be done. And if that is, you know, they want to take them to civil court or they want to take them to legal court and that be it, then that's fine because they are the ones who should get justice. If it is to go to the record companies and say, you guys are making a profit off of the sexual abuse of women. This is somebody who is doing criminal acts. There is no other organization out here where someone can be doing criminal acts and that organization will support them.
And I want to ask you about that part of this equation. I'm only going to play a few seconds of an R. Kelly song because this is obviously, you know, the antithesis of what you want. But just a few seconds of I Believe I Can Fly.
I believe I can fly.
It's a beautiful piece of music. And it's hard to ask people to turn their back on that piece of music, even though for decades we've been hearing that the artist behind it, well, decades ago we heard about a sex tape involving R. Kelly and a 14-year-old girl. Last week, Tracy Samson said she dated R. Kelly for 2 years when she was 16. You know, these, as you said, are minors. I'm wondering if it's not just how beautiful some of the music is, that people wanted to embrace it, but also that particularly in the black community, there is a history of black men being unfairly vilified. And R. Kelly is comparing this to that. He's saying this is just like an old-fashioned lynching of black men because they pose some sort of threat when it comes to sex. You talk about people protecting him. Is that a part of how this got to this?
His talent absolutely is a big factor. I mean, that's a wonderful song. And so we are emotionally tied to these things. When we hear them, we're thinking about our graduation and our barbecues and our house parties. We're not thinking about him holding 14-year-old girls in the studio with mattresses on the floor and buckets to use the restroom in. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not the association we make. And when we're talking about the difference between supporting a young woman or supporting a song, that choice should be easy.
And what about his claim that this is a public lynching?
This is not at all a public lynching. This is a public reckoning, and those are different things.
Aronike Odelea, co-founder of Mute R. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, let's bring in someone covering the reports that R. Kelly's been dropped by his record label, Sony's RCA. Jem Aswad is senior music editor at Variety. And Jem, headlines say he was dropped. We're also reading they parted ways or that RCA froze his funding for new music. What's going on?
It's possible that all of the above is happening. RCA has not commented publicly on this at all, although R. Kelly's picture has been removed from its website. But sources tell us that it was a peaceful, if not necessarily amicable, parting of the ways. As I understand it, R. Kelly had two records left on his contract with RCA, in which case he was dropped, but they would have had to negotiate that exit. RCA is keeping his catalog. They just will not release any of his new music going forward, which they haven't done for 2 years anyway.
Well, so be clear here, because there's speculation that he was in the middle of a project that can't get finished, that he can't get the money to do his videos, although I'm thinking he has probably enough money of his own. But does this mean that there's a current project of his that was in production that's now stopped?
That is very possible, and I would assume, although again, there's no comment on this, that they're just going to give it to him. The last record he released came out in 2016, and he's released a few songs here and there since then, including a 19-minute-long song last summer called I Admit It, where he admits nothing.
A couple of things we want to get to. First of all, do you think R. Kelly will sue RCA?
A source told us that is not going to happen, but I can't imagine that Sony would have extracted themselves from that deal without that guarantee.
And is it possible to ever scrub an artist entirely? In other words, that's what some of the activists want. They don't want his music anywhere. Is that possible?
You know, what the activists are calling for, without making any value judgments here, that essentially amounts to censorship.
Yeah. And now we have a new issue with RCA. Just yesterday, singer Chris Brown was arrested in Paris on allegations of rape. Do you think that the record labels are waking up, that these are liabilities?
No, I don't think they're waking up at all, because RCA signed Chris Brown to a new deal 2 weeks ago. And they announced it right in the middle of the airing of Surviving R. Kelly. Mm. So, you know, I mean, it's hard to imagine what was going on there, but there are plenty of artists with felony convictions who have major label deals. And you can also say, to take the other side of that, that it is not the label's responsibility to police or monitor or sanction the behavior of their artists. But at a certain point, as RCA found out with R. Kelly, public opinion just catches up with you and the relationship becomes untenable.
Do you think R. Kelly will get another record label deal?
It's very possible he could work some sort of distribution agreement or a licensing agreement with a smaller independent label. Not that he even really needs one, because over the last couple of years, all he's done is just post a song on SoundCloud like any independent artist would.
Jem Aswad, senior music editor at Variety. Thanks so much.
Thank you.